you're not going to be received without seeing the physical. You're not going to be able to receive it in the mental. Listen to what I'm about to say. The Holy Spirit is going to have to cultivate the atmosphere in your heart.
Yes. My.
Write that down.
Come on.
Sorry, sit down and write that down. The Holy Spirit is going to have to cultivate the atmosphere in your heart to receive what is spoken today. You heard me? The atmosphere in your heart is going to have to be right. Now, Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor for what be wrought in the hearts of your children today, here and all over the world. And any storm they're dealing with in their life, give them the revelation of it, how to deal with it by faith.
Yes, sir.
Some of my daughters have loved one went home. May you bless them and keep your hand on them in a special way. Thank you now for your word. I'm just going to go down your word and trust you to help us this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, I want you to write this subject down so your heart can begin to receive some things. Communion, we're taking communion today. Now listen to what he says. Communion is the connection to the cross supernatural power. Nobody said nothing. Y'all not hearing it? Listen to what I'm saying. Communion, the communion we're going to take today is the connection to the cross supernatural power. Now from now on, when you partake of communion, you recognize you're connecting to all the benefits of the cross. And then you could write down everything is already paid for. All my victories, all my storms, all my battles, anything attacking my life, my victory. When I break this bread, drink this blood, it reminds me of my victory over everything. My. It reminds me of my victory over everything. Communion is the connection of the cross to the cross supernatural power. Now watch these two passages of scripture. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Apostolically, Paul was preaching the church at Corinth, teaching them how powerful they are. You need to know how powerful you are. For I receive of the Lord, you with me in the 23rd verse? Paul said, for I receive of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you. But Paul not delivered to you this morning. Apostle Paul. Apostle Leroy is bringing it to you because he's still alive. Jesus Christ is saying, yesterday, today, and forever. So I'm bringing it to the church down here in Darrow this morning. All of you who come here to visit with us, I want you to partake of it, what God's going to say to you today. We cannot flow in history and enjoy the benefits of the mysteries of the kingdom. You just read the Bible as a history book. You want him to unfold. God Almighty, I feel a Holy Ghost. Want him to unfold the mysteries to you. You ready?
Yes.
There's a mystery victory to every situation you're dealing with. When the mystery is revealed, the situation is overtaken. You should not be living a regular life. You should not be wondering how you're going to make it. When revelation starts flowing, you start taking stuff because you know it's rightfully yours. Don't sit on a sideline and wait for somebody else to do it for you. Recognize you got the power. Tell the person next to you, you got the power. Stop waiting on somebody else to do it for you. All right, let me try to read these two scriptures. For I received the Lord, and which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, what he did? He broke it and said, take, watch what he said, eat. This is my body, number one, which is broken for you, number two. Yes, this do in remembrance of me, number three. Now, he don't want you to so much just remember him. He wants you to remember what he has already done for you. All right, verse 25. After the same manner, also he took the cup. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. You see it? This do ye. See, he's trying to give me the instruction. This do ye. So we're going to do it. As all of you drink it, in remembrance of me.
Yes, sir.
Why you want you to remember him? What he have accomplished? All these little sad, crooked things in your life this morning ought to be dealt with. You ain't got a minute putting up with that stuff. You're too powerful for that. The blood make you powerful. Good God Almighty. I said the blood make you powerful. No, I'm not perfect, you're not perfect, but the blood make me powerful. Say it. I'm not weak.
I'm powerful
in the blood of Jesus.
Jesus.
Say it, verse 26. For as often you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord death that he come. You see it? What you're showing? Why you won't show his death? Why you won't show his death? I'm in verse 26, right? As often you eat this bread and drink this cup. That's what we're going to do, right?
Yes,
so he said, you do show the Lord death till he come.
Yes,
why you want to show his death? See, when you show his death, you're showing his resurrection.
Yes.
You're showing his ascension. You're showing where he's seated at. You're showing he sent the Holy Spirit back to us.
Yes.
Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup, we're not going now. Because people get scared with communion. Now go to this next, go back to 1 Corinthians 1. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. You know, you try to tell somebody about Jesus and you tell them you're a Christian, they kind of push to the side, you know. Got a little bubblegum wig on, talking their trash, you know, waving their hand. But unto us what you're saved, it is the power of God. So what the cross supposed to be to you?
Power
of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Just think they're smart. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the dispute of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jew required a sign, the Greek seek after wisdom. Verse 23. But we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews a stumbling block. Unto the Greek foolishness, but unto me. Them which are called, both Jews and Greek, Christ. What did he say? What did he say? And what? Ooh, hallelujah. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. You saw that?
Yes.
Men think they're so wise that the foolishness of God is wiser than men. The weakness of God is stronger than men. All right, that's just going to make this connection. With communion and the cross. Communion reminds us of power we already have. Something already done for us. Walking in the revelation, not what the Lord can do for me, but what I can do for the Lord.
Yes, sir.
That revelation had to be because the church, we have taught you all, yes, with the Lord to make a way somehow. But the Lord wants you to do something. Why somebody keep asking you to do something for them and they don't do nothing for you? Just keep coming back every year. Just keep it. Lord, can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? They don't never do nothing for you. What's going to happen? You see them coming. You're going to pull a blind down and turn the lights out and go in the back room. You know you're going to do it. Knowing your privilege or privileges flowing in the power.
Yes, sir.
Knowing your privileges flowing in the power.
Amen.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
Changing all stress to rest.
Yes, sir.
Your stressing days are over. Look at the last part of this sentence of God. Knowing that you will always have the best.
Yes.
Stress to rest the best.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
Yes.
The Lord said to me when I was praying, today you must realize that the cross of Christ is the reason for communion and the fulfillment. Good God Almighty. The fulfillment. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Huh. Of all our covenant rights. That's what we celebrate when we take communion.
Yes, sir.
Now get ready to write. Celebrating redemption, righteousness, wisdom, and sanctification. Celebrating because of what Christ did. Righteousness. Redemption, righteousness, wisdom, and sanctification. Listen, I got to read this to you. Making the resurrection, ascension, seated position, and the presence of the Holy Spirit possible in your life at all times. Help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. We got to make this connection, especially in a time like this. And I wrote it like this so you can try to get in the spirit when I get a little further or yield to the Holy Ghost. May this place be wrapped with cross power. Blood power. Resurrection power. Ascension power. Our seated position in heaven power. And the outpouring of the Holy Spirit power. I need to go over that, man. I don't know how far I'm going to get. But here's a request in the spirit. Oh, my goodness. Maybe let me say it this way. May the Holy Spirit do this to you right now.
Yes.
To your family.
Yes.
I'm going to go over that because I want you to see what the Spirit of God is trying to get us to see.
Yes.
Meet all your affairs.
Yes, sir.
About to get wrapped up. May this prayer be wrapped with cross power. What? You know how powerful cross power is? Blood power. You'll be able to leave here today and say, I take authority by blood power over you, Satan. Demonic situation, situation that's not working out in your life like it should. Say, I take authority with blood power. Blood, say, blood power, belong to me. Are you seeing this? Not only blood power, resurrection power. Look, turn to Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. The power of his resurrection belong to me. Wait a minute now. In every situation. That means everything I'm dealing with going to come out right and going to come out alive. Because I have the ability to function in resurrection power. It's not mental. It's not physical. It's spiritual. So I have to abide in faith. But I have to say it out of my mouth. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. I got resurrection power on the inside of me. Just like Jesus got up the third day, I can get up out of every situation. Do you see it? I got resurrection power on the inside of me. So you gotta say it with some gunk. I have resurrection power on the inside of me. You gotta say it with some thrust. You gotta say it like you believe it. You gotta say it till you feel it. You want Satan and demonic power to know, just like they couldn't hold Jesus in the grave, they can't hold your life in no problem or no situation. Step the resurrection power that's on the inside of you. And you stir it up by decreeing it. I have blood power on the inside of me. He paid for it all. Why did you think that you were going to be defeated and you got victory living on the inside of you? I want you to talk to me up in here. Why, whatever you're dealing with, why do you think you're not going to come out all right? And you got power that is above everything that come against you. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. And so you go through some things sometimes, but don't worry about it. You're going to come out. See, communion is a reminder to us. We're going to go over this table in a few minutes. It's a reminder of us. I got resurrection power on the inside of me. Yeah. This communion connect me to the supernatural power of the cross. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help us to see what you're saying to us today. You may be seated. May this place be wrapped with cross power, blood power, resurrection power, ascension power. May they all rise up in you right now. Our seated position in heaven power. and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit power. May each person on the sound of my voice be caught up in the supernatural realm of your victory through Jesus Christ on the cross. I declare victory on everything you're dealing with. Online, I'm talking to you too. I don't care what it is. Let's go to work. Let's go to work. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. Keep the cross in high value every day of your life. Keep the cross. Look at 1 Corinthians 2, 2 says. For I'm determined, Apostle Paul said this. For I'm determined not to know anything among you. All that rest of that mess y'all talking about? Say, if Jesus Christ and him crucified, y'all can talk about all the other mess, talking about we got to do this, we got to do it. No, the only thing I know that Jesus Christ and him crucified. Yes. And I'm, turn to Galatians 2:20, and I'm crucified with him. Yes. And he said, take up your cross daily, didn't he? Yes. Look at 2:20, says, I'm crucified with Christ. That's sell it right there. Yes. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ. What?
He liveth in me.
Liveth in me.
Yeah.
The life which I now live in the flesh, but I'm not living by the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me at the cross and gave himself for me. And then the next voice said, I will not frustrate the grace, act disgracing God like I'm not going to make it. And it's already paid for.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you mean tell me, are you telling me, Apostle, all my victories are already paid for?
Yes.
Absolutely. It, see, that's why you got to have faith, because sometimes it don't look like it.
Yes.
When you're dealing with something, it don't look like you got the victory.
Uh-huh.
But the Bible said, don't look at that, looking at Jesus. The art and finish of my faith. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
Because you see, the Holy Spirit is trying to take you to a dimension of living that is not based on emotion. So you got to listen. You got to listen to be in the spirit. To benefit. To prosper out of revelation. Not just emotion. To leave here with that sword in your hand. And you're better off than when you came. That's what's supposed to happen. Well, I can get you all riled up in 5 seconds. But the devil can do that too. But when he get in your car, you got to know how to put him out. He get in your body, you got to know how to put him out. He get in your finances, you got to know how to put him out. He get in your family, your children, and your grand, you got to know how to put him out. The devil not going to move with emotion. He made emotion. You know all them beating, all that? That come from him. I'm going to let you praise in God. Baby, you don't need rhythm. You need revelation. You need to step off in another realm this morning. Look at Galatians 6:14 for a minute. We're talking about keep the cross in high value every day of your life. That's what I said, right? High value. High value in revelation and understanding. But God forbid that I should glory. Save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I'm unto the world. In other words, anything that don't give God glory, you don't supposed to be giving them glory. He said, God forbid. Look what Paul said. But God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, the cross is my glory. The cross tell my story. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. Weak, but now I'm strong. Going to hell, but now I'm going to heaven. Sick, but now I'm well. Broke, but now I'm rich. Blind, but now I see. I got something to glory about. He said, glory in the cross, didn't he say? I should glory in the cross. Not in all the other stuff going on. Not in all them entertainers and all that stuff. You can watch some of the stuff, but don't glory in them. Glory in the cross. Because none of them did nothing for you. But Jesus did. Anybody up in here, Jesus did something for you? He's still doing it right now, isn't he? He's a good Jesus, isn't he? Why did he die? Why did Jesus die? Why did Jesus take those stripes on his body? What he did that for? The Bible tells me he had no sin. So why did he die for sin? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hope this knocked all the problem out of your life right now. It's already paid for. Praise his name. Sit down, let me give you another one. Turn to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. The cross is prophetic fulfillment. If you look at Genesis 3, I would put intimate between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy heel, and thou shalt bruise, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. That's talking about the cross right there. The cross fulfilled that. Cross bruised his head. He can't recover. Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53:1. I'm gonna read a little bit. Isaiah 53:1. I'm about to close. Y'all just hold tight. Isaiah 53:1. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody help me here. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. I got the victory. I feel the glory coming on me right now. Woo! Woo! I'm just trying to stay down here with y'all, you know. I got it already. Good God Almighty. You see, you have the right to communicate with the cross power on a daily basis. And then the cross power start communicating with you. And when that happens, resurrection power start flowing in your situation. You can start a blood flow.
Yeah.
Anytime, come on, yeah. Anytime you get ready, you got the power to start a blood flow.
Yeah.
Not physically.
No.
Not mentally, but spiritually. Not by feeling, but by truth. See, you're deeper when you're in the truth. You're deeper than feeling when you're in the truth. You're deeper than facts when you're in the truth. Facts can't stand up to the truth. Look like you're failing, but you know you're winning. Call things that be not, as though they were, and they are. I hope somebody getting help here this morning. Tell three people, I have the victory. Because of that cross, because of what Jesus, because of what Jesus done for me, I got the victory right now. I'm not waiting on the victory. The victory already paid for. I got to sell out. I got to tell y'all a few more things. Hallelujah. Come on, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is anybody in here hurting? Is anybody in here going through something? Anybody here look like they're not going to make it? Anybody in here asking the question, why? Don't ask that question no more. You got the victory. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. The Bible said, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Wait on Him. When it looks like it's not working right. When it looks like everything going against you. I stop by to tell you, wait on Him. Somebody say, He always come through. He might not come when you want Him. But somebody said, He always on time. Wait on Him. I want to tell you here, Word of Life Christian Center, you're not going down for one split second. All you got to do is wait on Him. He'll send the blood to your rescue. He'll send power to your rescue. He'll send wisdom to your rescue. He'll send understanding to your rescue. Just wait on Him. Know how to wait on Him. Don't let the devil tell you you're not going to make it. Rise up and praise God and call on the name of Jesus. Tell me the name of Jesus never failed nobody. Whatever you ask in my name, whatsoever you ask in my name, I'll see to it that it come to pass in your life. The name of Jesus is more powerful than any name, than any demonic power, than any situation you come against. The name of Jesus, you can trust His name. I like to call on that name. Every time I call on that name, I get an answer. Every time I call on that name, I get victory. Every time I call on that name, joy starts flowing. Jesus, just call His name right now. Jesus, I'm calling on Your name. Jesus! You better know you can call on His name. Every child of God got a right to call the name of Jesus. No matter what's going on, that name will bring resurrection power into your business, into your life, into your body, into your family. Just call His name. Somebody ought to call Him right now. Jesus! We here at Word of Life Christian Center. We're calling on Your name. It looked like things getting dark. It looked like nothing gonna work out. But we know we got a name that is above every demonic power. We got a name. Call on His name when nothing looks like it's not working, when everybody against me. I can call on His name. Jesus, I call Your name right now. Jesus, heal my body. Jesus, save my children. Jesus, take care of my marriage. Jesus. See, it's no problem preaching, but I'm getting some things in you. Preaching, we can preach. Ain't no problem in preaching, but I'm ta-ta-ta-da-da. Ain't no problem in preaching. You saw how fast we got there? That's the Holy Ghost. But he want me to teach you and get some stuff in you. Sit down.
Jesus!
Hallelujah. 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 Now, this is going to sound foolish. It's going to sound foolish, but I got to do it. Somebody scream.
Why did the Holy Spirit tell you to do that?
You're being ministered to.
That wall was still standing up.
But Joshua, it was Joshua who was getting divine direction from heaven. Say, you shout when I tell you shout. Don't look at the wall. Just listen to what I'm telling you. Anybody here got a wall that need to come down? Shout! See, I sense in my spirit, I might have to preach about four or five series on this. But I sense in my spirit somebody got help. Somebody needed to make that shout. Took the pressure off. That wall was acting like it wasn't going to fall. But it got to fall today. Yeah. Should bring all kind of money, $1,000, $500, $500, all kind of money, $300, $500 check. Everything that was blocking you has fallen. I sense it in the spirit realm. Everything was hindering you from going forward is out the way. Yeah. Ha 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 ha. You get a ha 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 ha. You get a ha, 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 ha. Somebody help me laugh. Come on. Every now and then you got to laugh, you know. Ha, 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 ha. I receive, you see. Ha, 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 ha. That's $1,000. Say apostle. Apostle, $1,000. Ha, ha, ha. Some of y'all never saw the other side of me. I was trained by Kenneth Hagin, flowing the spirit. Ha, 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 ha. Sometimes you got to hold back for Norma Church, you know. But I don't believe you're going to be there this morning. Ha, 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 ha. Well, so who you laughing at? I'm laughing at the devil. I'm laughing because I got the victory. I'm laughing because something happened to me. Something happened to me up here this morning. My joy coming back. My peace coming back. Sometimes I get in the spirit, I get a word. You want me to get a word? I hear one word, advancement. And everybody under the sound of my voice, that word belongs to you. Advancement. You about to advance in life like you never did before. I heard it in the spirit. Never let nothing take your joy. I want you to take your joy back right now. Begin to praise God. Take your joy back. Begin to laugh. Begin to clap your hand. Whatever you need to do. But I want you to take your joy back right now. I want take your joy back. I said take your joy. No matter what's going on, don't ever let nothing take your joy. It's a difference between being happy. Happy deal with condition. Joy deal with victory. Write that down. Happiness. If condition change, your happiness go away. But joy. Joy look the enemy straight in the eye and say, hallelujah. I got the victory. Joy dance when things going wrong. Joy don't pay no attention to the situation. Joy unspeakable. And full of what? Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. You hear me? Huh? So when you get all sad and all mad, he's taking your strength from you. Find your scripture. Find something to get you back online so you can have joy unspeakable. Stir up the joy that's in you. I said, stir up the joy that's in you. Nobody in here got nothing going on that can't stir the joy up. You know why? Your joy is supernatural. Your joy is in the spirit realm. Your joy is not determined by situation. Your joy already where you're going. Sometimes in your bicycle, you don't feel like it, but dance a little bit.
Yes.
Laugh.
Yes.
No, nobody got to be telling no joke. Just laugh.
Yes.
Why you won't look at me so sad? I'd come out there at you and jump on top of you. You better show a smile or something up here. The Lord talking to you in church. He said, let me turn it around. Let me turn it around. You've been trying long enough. Give it to me. Let me turn it around for you. Believe and receive. No, I almost asked her. What you want? See. Y'all better say it. The money just keep on coming.
The money just keep on coming.
Y'all better pull this anointing off me.
Yeah.
It's for the body of Christ.
Yeah.
You can say something about, ooh, ooh. You better try to take this anointing.
Yeah.
This anointing belongs to you.
Yeah.
Why you think he put it on me?
Yeah.
You said you stand there just looking. You better try to take this anointing.
Yeah.
And see it happening to you?
Yeah.
I said on my porch, people pass by with money. Can I come to the gate? I said, come on in. They were walking. I've seen sometimes driving, motorcycle. But the people must be putting money in their pockets in case they see me. I mean, you don't just walk with no $100 bills up in your pocket. But that same anointing on you, John. Brad, you understand what I'm saying? Huh? Quincy, you understand what I'm saying? See, it's an Abraham, it's a Genesis 12:1-3 deal. Let me get back. It's unconsciousness about money. But money is conscious about you.
Yeah.
I got no four and 2 points. There she go. Yeah, mama go. That's $1,000 check.
Thank you, Lord.
You know what he said? Yeah, I'm just, Apostle Leroy Thompson. That's my name. It's $100. It's a good check. Yo, out of your mind. I ain't waiting on no money. You think I'm pausing here for the people to come? Gee, I ain't doing that. I'm just waiting on the Holy Ghost. See, I'm sort of to help your little feeling. I ain't waiting on no money. I got money. The Lord just trying to teach you something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You ain't got no business being around me staying broke. You ain't got, you just slap yourself. You ain't got no business being around this church here.
Yes.
And God has made us apostles of finances.
Yes.
Listen to what I said. God has made us. Let me ask you a question. I'm not trying to close. Who in your money make you nervous? You get nervous about money. Don't let be nervous about money, because you got to get ready for it. Yeah, money. If you're not ready for it, money will make you nervous. You once had $15, you're looking at $15,000. Whoa, that's a big difference. Huh? You once had $15,000, you're looking at $50,000. Oh my goodness. Nothing wrong with that. Just keep him first. All right, I'm going to give you one more point. Sit down. I'm going to give you one more point. Go. Isaiah 53. I won't read this one. I ain't going to pair this one up. Verse 1. Who hath believed our report? That's a question. And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Another question. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, And when we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men. I'm in verse 3. A man of sorrow, talking about Jesus, and acquainted with grief. And we hear that of our faces from him. He will despise and we esteem him not. Surely. I can squall that boy. Surely. Surely. No doubt about it. In every situation, I want you to be able to say, surely.
Surely.
I have the victory.
Yes.
Surely he had borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we just esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But look at verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. Look what's upon us. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripe, I am healed. So when we celebrate communion today, we're celebrating, what did I say? We're celebrating what? What happened? You trying to dress him, boy. Little lawyer there. He got his picture all up on the sign and turned the turtle. He ain't no dummy, though. That's a $400 check. He know what he's doing. Come on. Receive your seed. It's $300 seed. Receive your seed. Let me close here. Communion is a connection to the cross supernatural powers. I might do some more teaching on this, okay? So I'll come back. We might take communion again next Sunday. I'm gonna come back teaching on it again. See, I don't go by no rules and regulations. Communion, I can't take communion twice. You can take communion every hour if you want. Getting on a religious sack, are you?